We've fundamentally seen our political institutions fail to fix the most existential threats of our lifetime. So, when Sanders ran for president in 2016 on a message that the system itself was rigged, his message struck a chord. Working as a bartender in New York, Ocasio-Cortez sometimes made as little as $60 in tips in a 9-hour day. I didn't have health care, I wasn't being paid a living wage, and I didn't think that I deserved any of those things, she told a cheering crowd of Sanders supporters in late 2019 after endorsing his presidential run. It wasn't until I heard of a man by the name of Bernie Sanders that I began to question and assert and recognize my inherent value as a human being. Among young voters, Sanders' embrace of democratic socialism was not a liability. It was part of his appeal. Young people's approval of capitalism dropped 15 points from 2010 to 2019, according to Gallup. By 2018, fewer than half of 18 to 29-year-olds said they supported capitalism, according to an annual poll from Harvard's Institute of Politics. 39% said they supported democratic socialism. The word itself, socialism, became something of a generational Rorschach test. To boomers, it conjured images of Soviet gulags and Venezuelan famine. To millennials, it meant universal health care and daycare, climate solutions, and affordable housing. None of these looks good for the GOP. Republicans have long done well among white voters, but millennials and their younger siblings in Gen Z, those born since 1997, are the most racially diverse generation in U.S. history. Republicans maintain strong ties to religious voters. Millennials widely reject organized religion and are more openly LGBTQ than any generation before. On nearly every predictor of social conservatism, religion, race, wealth, millennials are headed one way and the GOP is headed another.